Good morning, I'm Eric Whitney with Montana Morning News. The oil company BP is asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit by the state alleging the oil giant has deliberately concealed information for decades. District Judge Jeffrey Sherlock didn't make an immediate ruling after the two sides presented their cases Thursday in Helena. Montana attorneys had claimed in the original 2011 lawsuit that BP double-dipped by taking oil cleanup funds from both a state fund and its insurers. The state's claims have since shifted away from that argument to general accusations of deceit. Special Attorney Bill Rosbach says BP has negligently omitted information of its subsidiary's pollution and oil spill insurance since the 1970s. BP attorney Mark Lilly argues that the state is attempting to sidestep time limits and put the company on the hook for anything its predecessors and successors have done. A judge is deciding whether to stay a case for Missoula to purchase its public drinking water system. The Missoulian newspaper reports that the city rejected a valuation offer from Mountain Water Company in a legal battle that's racked up more than $3.4 million in costs for Missoula. Missoula County District Judge Karen Townsend is deciding whether to temporarily halt the case pending the outcome of Mountain Water's appeal to the Montana Supreme Court. The company's asking the court to overturn Townsend's decision allowing Missoula to purchase the system from the Carlisle Group, Mountain Water's parent company. Natasha Jones is an attorney representing the city and says if the motion to stay is denied, the process would move forward with a three-person committee tasked with valuing the water system. One person has been arrested in connection with the Cabin Gulch fire burning east of Townsend. Broadwater County Attorney Corey Swanson says Robert Alexander Norman was arrested yesterday in Park County. Fire Information Officer Mariah Lucian says yesterday was a good day there.
Firefighters have been making good progress on the Cabin Gulch fire. Overnight, we did receive some light rain. It wasn't really a soaking rain, but it allowed fuel moistures in those finer grasses to come up. And then we woke up with cloud cover and lower temperatures and higher relative humidity, really allowing those firefighters to make some good progress.
That fire is being called 25% contained now. Highway 12 through the Cabin Gulch fire area is now open, but limited to one lane with pilot cars due to road construction. Farmers are harvesting what remains of their winter wheat after hailstorms in northern Montana earlier this month destroyed an estimated $7.5 million in crops. The Great Falls Tribune reports 182,000 acres were impacted by hailstorms that the Hill County Farm Service Agency says were probably the most significant to hit the state in years. State wildlife officials will host five public meetings in August on a draft environmental impact statement for bison conservation and management in Montana. The draft report, prepared by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, considers the possibility of restoring bison somewhere in the state where the animals could be managed as a native species. There's a red flag fire weather warning in effect for the third day in a row for the east side of Glacier National Park today, where the Reynolds Creek fire continues to burn out of control. That warning for high winds and low humidity is in place from 10 a.m. to midnight. The Daily Interlake is reporting that the fire grew an estimated 1,000 acres yesterday to 5,000 acres. That's a little slower than the explosive growth seen Tuesday and Wednesday. The forecast shows a chance of showers for the area starting Saturday, with high elevation snow possible Monday. A Type 1 Incident Command Team, the highest level federal response to wildfires, was scheduled to take over the fight against the blaze last night at 10 o'clock. More than 200 people, 25 fire engines, and 6 helicopters are currently assigned to the fire. Andy Huntsberger, incident commander for the fire yesterday, said the fire's growth is being limited in the north because of steep and rocky terrain, but to the east and west, the fire has room to expand.
In the east is probably our area of greatest concern because the predominant winds blow from the west to the east here, and there is a band of vegetation that is continuous from where the fire is currently at all the way to St. Mary and beyond.
Outside the park, the west shore of Lower St. Mary Lake remains evacuated. Fire officials are holding a public meeting in St. Mary tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. to give an update on the fire and answer questions. Businesses that rely on serving park visitors are voicing concerns about negative impacts from publicity related to the fire and note that most of Glacier National Park remains open and that the west side of the park is mostly unaffected. While the Going to the Sun Road is closed on the east side of the park, most of the road on the western side remains open. The Butte Pre-Release Center is looking for another missing inmate this week. The Montana Standard reports a Monday night news release says Eric Matthew Cagle went missing from the center in Uptown Butte. 35-year-old Aaron Matt disappeared from the center earlier this week. It's unclear how either man went missing. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Robbie Knievel is paying a $685 fine as part of a plea deal that reduced a felony DUI charge related to a four-car pileup in April. The Montana Standard reports Knievel's six-month sentence was almost entirely suspended, and he was also ordered to enroll in an alcohol treatment program. This was Knievel's fourth DUI arrest. Deputy County Attorney Ann Shea says prosecutors could only substantiate an August 2013 offense that Knievel pleaded guilty to. Knievel was fined, temporarily lost his license, and received a suspended sentence. The youngest son of daredevil Evel Knievel had been planning to celebrate his sobriety with a motorcycle jump as part of the Evel Knievel Days festival this weekend in Butte. That jump was grounded by a suspended driver's license related to the April arrest. Knievel still faces a criminal endangerment charge in Butte court. Missoula City Council members will vote in August on a measure banning wild and exotic animals from circus acts. The Missoulian newspaper reports University of Montana Law Library Director and animal law expert Stacy Gordon helped draft the measure based on laws already in place elsewhere. If passed, Gordon says the law would not touch the rodeo and only cover shows like circus elephant acts. The measure doesn't impact livestock or educational displays either. Missoula's Public Safety and Health Committee on Wednesday referred the proposed ban to the City Council for a public hearing and vote. The 65-year-old Western Montana Shrine Circus would lose its elephant acts under the measure. Representatives told the committee circus animals are well cared for, and the law would effectively shut down the circus. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.